Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. Bucksport residents are getting some help in their efforts to build a new animal shelter from a great band that will be putting on a benefit show this week.
Good morning, Amy. It's Paula Key again from Wednesday on Main to remind everybody that we have an incredibly good event on Wednesday, August the 5th. Barcelona will be back in town, and they are amazing. The reviews say Gypsy Kings meet James Taylor, and they go out for a joyride. So flamenco fusion and really amazing. But what's really the best is that this concert is a benefit for the funds to raise a new shelter in Bucksport, animal shelter, which our existing shelter is 50 years old plus and serves over 13 communities. And it's not doable. It's crazy. So tickets are $20. You can go to Eventbrite or you can contact me through the website at my email address, bucksportwom@gmail.com. People are not liking Eventbrite very much, so please just contact me if you're having any issues with that. And thank you for supporting this wonderful cause. There will be some little animals available for adoption, I hope, in the lobby. So doors open at 4:30 Wednesday, August 5th at the Alamo Theater. You can reach me for tickets at bucksportwom@gmail.com or call me 207-266-7999. And tickets are $20. All proceeds go toward the Building a New Shelter Fund. So please do join us. Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. In Castine, the Witherly Memorial Library hosts a foreign affairs discussion group on Wednesday evenings. And this week, the topic is a preliminary evaluation of the America First foreign policy. Quote, "The topic is a preliminary evaluation of the America First foreign policy, specifically looking at impacts on trade and investment, U.S. humanitarian food and health assistance and security, specifically the NATO Security Alliance. The discussion will be moderated by Barbara Griffiths, who is a retired U.S. ambassador and foreign service officer with a BA and MA in economics. All are welcome and a brief reception will follow," end quote. The Foreign Affairs Discussion Group meets in person in the reading room at the Witherly. For more information, including some suggested reading, go to witherlylibrary.net. The Mount Desert Festival of Chamber Music continues tonight with the Grammy Award-winning Parker Quartet at the Neighborhood House on Northeast Harbor. The festival is a 63-year summer tradition, and advance tickets are recommended. You can find more information and purchase tickets at their website, which is MountDesertFestival.org, with the Mount being abbreviated MT. MountDesertFestival.org. And you can also email tickets@MountDesertFestival.org, if that's easier. And the Bangor Band will be performing tonight in Chapin Park. The band has been in existence since 1859, bringing musicians together in the tradition of community music. Organizers say, quote, "Whether you enjoy listening, dancing, clapping along, or singing your favorite tunes, this concert promises something for everyone. Bring a lawn chair or blanket, gather your family and friends, and enjoy a summer evening filled with music and dance in the park. As always, admission is free and donations are gratefully accepted. We look forward to sharing another wonderful evening of music with our community," end quote. That starts at 6:30 tonight at Chapin Park, which is in the Tree Streets neighborhood in Bangor. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.